Weather Report, a great fusion band, started off by Joe Zawinul and Wayne Shorter, and they went on to start up fusion music after the Miles Davis electric period. They kept things going and kept it fresh. That's from their album Black Market, and we heard Elegant People. We're going to keep on the fusion thing. Coming up next, great trumpet player Freddie Hubbard from his album Straight Life, and we're going to hear Mr. Clean.
Thank you.
Freddie Hubbard, Laying It Down. Haha, from his album Straight Life, we heard Mr. Clean. And that's an album that was recorded back in 1970, released in 1971, with an all-star cast of Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on electric piano, George Benson on guitar, Ron Carter on bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums. Yeah. All 13 and a half minutes long on that one. We're going to play another extended track, this one from Stanley Clark. And this goes back a ways as well, from 1973. I heard a cover of this on the radio somewhere last week and decided to dig up the original because I remember digging it back in the 70s. So we're going to play that right now. This one is 16 minutes long. This is Stanley Clark, Children of Forever is the name of the album. And this is Sea Journey.
Creating a love as we go far away on our journey. Thank you. Thank you.
Stanley Clark, man, I like that. Has that real Chick Corea Return to Forever sound. And with the personnel on that, I'm sure you'll see why. That was recorded back in 1973. Name of the album is Children of Forever, Stanley Clark, the leader on that. And besides Stanley Clark playing just a driving bass, acoustic bass on that, is Chick Corea on electric and acoustic piano, Lenny White on drums, Pat Martino on electric guitar, and those vocals, Dee Dee Bridgewater and Andy Bay on the vocals for that, and Arthur Webb on flute. Very nice. Stanley Clark from back in 1973. All right, we're going to continue on with some more music. We traveled down to New Haven to Southern Connecticut State University to see Anat Cohen and her quartet at the Lyman Center. And what a nice venue that is. The sound was just excellent, as were the lights and the staging and everything else. Really nice venue, the Lyman Center. And we saw Anat Cohen, as I mentioned, and she had a great quartet with her. And she also has an album out that features mostly the same quartet and some guest players as well, people like Romero Lombambo, who you're going to hear, the great Brazilian guitarist. So we're going to hear two tracks from that, starting out with Lila, a Milton Nascimento composition. Yeah, that's Anat Cohen. As I said, I saw her perform with the quartet at the Lyman Center at Southern Connecticut State University yesterday afternoon. It was a great show. That was presented by Creative Concerts, and the proceeds of that went to local food banks. So it was great to support. So we heard two tracks from that album. This is from Anat Cohen's most recent album, and it's entitled Luminosa. And we heard two tracks. The first one was Lila, a Milton Nascimento composition. And then that was followed by one of Anat Cohen's originals called In the Spirit of Baden. And that quartet is Anat Cohen on clarinet, bass clarinet, and tenor sax. Jason Linder on piano and keyboards. Joe Martin on bass. Daniel Friedman on drums. And lots of special guests on this album. But we heard one that featured Romaro Lubambo on guitar. Yes, very nice sound. Anat Cohen, a little bit of a departure. I think when I've seen her in the past, and I've seen her many times, she did more of a straight-ahead swing kind of thing. But yesterday she was doing a performance that was very based on Brazilian music, so it was very interesting. She did at least two or three compositions by Milton Nascimento and others as well. All right, let's see. Time now is 9:52. We're going to continue on with more music. Let's see, on Monday night here at Black Eyed Sally's here in Hartford, Craig Hartley is going to grace the stage, and he is just a tremendous piano player, as you're about to hear. Doesn't play that much in the Hartford area. He's working a lot in New Haven and New York City, but we're going to get a chance to hear him here, and if you can, catch him Monday night at Black Eyed Sally's at the Monday Night Jazz Jam. So let's hear a couple from Craig Hartley. We're going to start out with an original composition, K2. Thank you. We heard two tunes from Craig Hartley, a pianist out of the New Haven area who's going to be playing at Black Eyed Sally's in Hartford tonight in the Monday evening jazz jam series that goes down every Monday night at Black Eyed Sally's. And we heard two, as I said, from Craig Hartley. The first one you heard was entitled K2. It's a Craig Hartley original. And that's from an album that's pretty hard to find. I'm not sure if it was ever really released. It was laid on me a few years back by Craig Hartley when I interviewed him on the radio, as I said, some years ago. And as I remember, the personnel on that is Craig Hartley on piano, Desron Douglas on bass, Frank Kazira on sax, and Curtis Torian on drums. I'm pretty sure that was it. I didn't write it down, but I'm going from memory on that one. After that, we heard another track from Craig Hartley, and this is from a CD that he released, and a very good one at that. It's called Books on Tape, Volume 1. And the track we heard was My Foolish Heart, made popular by Bill Evans. I'm not sure if Bill Evans was the composer on that, but certainly made popular in the jazz world by Bill Evans. But you heard a very great arrangement of that by Craig Hartley and his trio, which featured Carlo DeRosa on bass and Henry Cole on drums. All right, time now is 10:16. You're listening to Monday Morning Jazz. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm filling in for Harvey, as I will be doing for the month of November, for the next few weeks in November and the first week in December. And then Harvey will be back on the second week in December to continue on his fine show. So I'm sure you're all looking forward to that. But in the meantime, I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm sharing with you today. We're going to continue now with a blues track, a straight-ahead blues groove from an album of that name, Blues Groove. This is the Jimmy McGriff and Hank Crawford Quartet. And we're going to hear the title track from the album Frame for the Blues.